Hey guys, how y'all doing? How's your day going? And if you're just starting, how's your night? Hope you're having or had. What am I saying? You know, hope your day is going great. It's been a long time. I've recorded 3 different episodes that I wanted to release, but for one reason or the other, I didn't. So here I am, recording a new case. And today we're going to be talking about Colton Harry Small, popularly known as the Barefoot Bandit, one of the most notorious, funniest criminals out there. So yeah, before we jump in, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, do everything it is, you know, you need to do to help this podcast. But without further ado, let's jump right in. So Colton Harry Small was born on March 22nd 1991, that is the day before my birthday. He's an American former fugitive. He gained notoriety for his series of crimes committed while still a teenager, which included the theft of hundreds of thousands of dollars in property, including several small aircraft, boats, and multiple cars. Colton's life took a tumultuous turn at a young age. Born in Mount Vernon, Washington, he grew up in his mother's house on Kamano Island. Neighbors had concerns about his well-being and made several calls to CPS, suspecting neglect or abuse. His father, Gordon, battled drug addiction and was in and out of prison during Colton's early years. Tragically, when Colton was 12 years old, his father walked into the woods after an argument at a family barbecue and was never heard from again. Colton's childhood was marked by instability and troubling behavior. His stepfather passed away when he was young, and his mother, Pamela Kohela, I'm not pronouncing it correctly though, noticed a disconnection in him from an early age. He showed a disregard for authority, acted out at school, and exhibited destructive tendencies at home. Colton's mother revealed that she struggled with alcoholism and their relationship was strained, with his possessions often being broken in fits of anger. At the age of 7, Colton began venturing into the wilderness, living off the land and breaking into vacation homes in the area. He would steal blankets, food, and water, disappearing into the forest for days. His first conviction for stolen property came at the age of 12, and by 13, he had accumulated 3 more. Colton was diagnosed with depression, attention deficit disorder, and intermittent explosive disorder. Over time, Colton's crimes escalated into in both audacity and... Sorry, I don't feel well. Over time, Colton's crimes escalated in both audacity and value. He is suspected of being responsible for approximately 100 thefts across Washington, Idaho, and Canada, involving bicycles, automobiles, light aircraft, and speedboats. It was believed that he taught himself how to small planes by studying aircraft manuals, handbooks, watching instructional DVDs, and playing flight simulator computer games. One notable theft was a Kastner 182 registered to a radio personality, Bob Rivers, valued at over $150,000. The stolen plane was later recovered from a crash site on a Yakima, Indiana Indian reservation. Colton's methods were often peculiar. He would break into homes to take hot baths or steal ice cream for freezer. Initially, he stole only what he needed to survive in the woods as a survivalist. However, as his criminal activities progressed, he began stealing cash and valuable property. At one point, he allegedly used a home's owner computer and credit card to purchase beer mess and a pair of expensive night vision goggles. The Barefoot Bandit moniker emerged due to reports that Colton committed some of his crimes while barefoot, although he occasionally left chalk footprints and word CYA, that is CYA, at crime scenes. Officials stated that he wore shoes more often than not. Skeleton Spree captured widespread attention, especially among true crime enthusiast people who were fascinated by his ability to evade capture and the audacity of his crimes. News outlets covered his escapades extensively, and social media platforms buzzed with discussions about the barefoot bandits. Skeleton's Facebook fan page gained over 16,000 members, and his story eventually attracted the interest of filmmakers and book publishers. After an international pursuit, Skeleton was captured on July 11, 2010 in Harbour Island, Bahamas. Local officers tracked him down after recovering a stolen powerboat attempting to flee. Skeleton's escape was thwarted when police shot out the engine of his stolen boat, and that was the end of his, I don't even know what to call it, his spree. Now, a lot of people are double-minded on this. Some people say that he's just a kid who was just having fun and was just, you know, giving it to the rich. Although at some point in his crime spree, he started attacking smaller businesses. I'm just doing a short case, though, so if you want a more detailed version of this case, you can let me know. I just felt like rolling out, you know, a video. So let's just be like our minisode. So if you want a longer episode on this case, let me know. But yeah, send your loves my way. I'm currently, like, I feel very, very sick right now. I don't know why. But, you know, hopefully I get better. If you're a fan of Python, I have some Python books, which I would leave my links in the description below. So you can just check out my books, check out my games, and, yeah. That's all for now, but the story never truly ends. Keep your eyes open, your mind sharp, and your heart compassionate. Until next time, this is Praise, signing off.